This is Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University, and coming to the Raven Performing Arts Theater this Sunday in Healdsburg, Chemo Barbie, My Lady Bits Journey Through Breast Cancer. It stars Heather Keller, and she joins us now on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right, and I hope you are as well. Tell us a bit about this. Well, it's a one-woman show play, correct?
Yes, it is. Yep, I wrote it, and I perform. It's about 35 characters now, yeah.
Oh.
And I kind of update it as I go. I am cancer-free, but as anyone goes through treatment, there's always like a maintenance mode generally, so I'm in maintenance mode. And so I update the show as I go. And I'm on something called Tamoxifen right now. So as I go, I update, and so the show kind of grows with me.
Well, congratulations just on your progress through that. It's very good to hear. But can you tell us just what led you to just kind of put yourself out there like that in a performance such as this?
Well, when I was diagnosed, I was really mad. I was young, and I was vegan, and I was really healthy. I was a marathon runner. I did everything that they say, you know, eat organic, and I had the best diet possible, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and no one in my family had it. And, you know, you have these kind of images of what cancer treatment is, where it's bald, like I call it the movie image, where you're bald, and you're sick, and you're throwing up, and that wasn't my case at all. I went through anxiety and depression, and you're young, and I had to do fertility treatments, and I went through mortality issue. You know, you're dealing with mortality at a younger age. You kind of, when you're young, you're thinking of yourself as sort of virile and like, I'm never going to die. You know, you have this sort of, you just don't think about those things. And so I had to keep notes, you know, throughout treatment, and just kind of, I notated a lot of things, just kind of making sure, like, just let my doctors know this is what's happening also. But then I ended up just kind of being like, everyone needs to know what this is, because I didn't know this would happen. You know, relationships change, like friendships come, you know, some people just can't handle it. And I didn't know that was going to happen. And I didn't know that I would suffer from some, you know, anxiety and depression and all these things that you just don't know about. And so I thought, you know what, people need to know. People need to know. And I come from a comedic background. I'm Upright Citizens Brigade trained, like Groundlings and UCB sketch comedy. So it's a funny show, and it's uplifting. It's not, you know, it's not depressing or anything. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna let the world know what really happens and how to treat people and what people really go through. So that was sort of my goal of the show. I had no idea that I really had no idea I would create a show. When I was going through treatment, if you told me that, I would be like, what? Absolutely not.
Well, I haven't seen this show myself, but I'm kind of glad it has some comedy aspects to it, because, you know, to me, comedy can be used as a way to somewhat pierce someone's outer shell and to kind of make them more open to hearing, you know, a subject that they may not be, you know, otherwise interested in.
Yes, definitely. I personify a lot of parts of my body. My legs, my arms. I cold capped, so I kept my hair. So I play my hair, and so that's a comedic part. And then I also play pubic hair. I play all the hair on my body, actually. And it's a very comedic theme, because how do you do that? You personify, and it's also, it is serious subject matter. So how does a person make something so serious presentable to an audience, and also show the humor that you're dealing with while you're going through something so that is so traumatic, and it is life-threatening. It could be life-threatening.
What do other cancer survivors tell you when they see your performance?
They come up, most of them come up to me and say, thank you for telling this story. That's my story. Thank you so much. And it's not what I was so surprised about. I didn't expect that. I had no idea what to expect. But family members and caregivers come up too. And a lot of them are just, you know, so thankful that I'm telling the story. And it doesn't have to just be about cancer, because it covers topics. It's actually a kind of a love story between my husband and I. And so they come up and they talk about their relationships. They talk about other aspects that happened to them. It may not be cancer, it may be a heart disease, kind of a universal theme to the, there's a universal theme to the show of go out, live your life. And, you know, some women are living with cancer for 20 years and breast cancer, because research has progressed so much. So it's sort of saying, go out, live your life and do what you can now, because we never know what life is going to give us and throw us. And so people come up, some, a lot of times they're crying or they hug me. A lot of women haven't dealt with the fact that they, what they've gone through. So the show kind of gives them that outlet, which I was really surprised about. I had no idea that that would happen. It kind of took me, it was very humbling.
Go out and live your life. That's a good words to live by. And, you know, I kind of do feel that sometimes a little bit with the whole, you know, the whole feeling young thing, you feel invincible. And then, you know, one day maybe you may not. I haven't gotten there yet, but I can just imagine really from that standpoint. But Heather, thank you very much for being with us today and for telling us a bit about your story and for sharing your upcoming performance in Healdsburg.
Thank you so much for having me. It's at the Raven, 2 p.m. this Sunday. Come on by. I'd love to have you. Come on by.
Be honored. Thank you very much, Heather, and have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
As Heather Keller, she's going to be performing at the Raven Performing Arts Theater this Sunday at 2 p.m., starring in Chemo Barbie.